little about. We spoke about Shaviat Nafshi Chetechet Yisura. I'd like just to briefly review in brief the discussion that we had yesterday, and maybe throw in one or two new things. Basically, what we said yesterday is that there's this halacha of Shaviat Nafshi Chetechet Yisura, which says that if a person says something, he can create an issa for himself. Shaviat Nafshi Chetechet Yisura. The man says, Pesa Pesuch Vatsasi, he can make an issa. The person says, this meat is tray, if he makes an issa. So yesterday we had two explanations of Shaviat Nafshi. One, what we called a neder, that a person can make something asa that was not asa before, just like if a person swears, I'm not going to have anah for my object, even for someone else's object, it's binding. The same thing, Shaviat Nafshi Chetechet Yisura. A person could say something and be Shaviat Nafshi, could create on himself a new iser. That's the mahalach of neder. And the other mahalach was that Adam Neman al Atzmai Yaisim Emeya Edim, which the Tzai says comes from Gzeres HaKosov. Gzeres HaKosov that teaches us by Din Emunis that a person is believed to say he owes someone else money. We learn out of a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Ki Hu Zeh. So that pasuk says Adam Neman al Atzmai Yaisim Emeya Edim, which is by Mamin, applies to Isser as well. And by Isser also, a person is believed. That was the second mahalach we had yesterday. So there are two mahalachim, either Alts Neder or Alts Nemanis. So what I told you yesterday is that each of the two mahalachim has its Maila and its Chesraitis. It's Mailas and its Chesraitis. What's the problem with Neder? Problem with Neder is that we had a few kashas. We had, I think, three kashas. And if you say Alts Neder, first of all, it's your health to be Matan Neder. And second of all, which is the Ktsaisis Kasha, it's your health to be Matan Neder. And second of all, you didn't say a Lashon Neder, which is maybe who this Kasha. If you didn't say a Lashon Neder, so there was no Lashon Neder. And the third Kasha was from Shabbos and on Monday. Someone says today is Shabbos. It doesn't make sense that it's Shaviat Nafshi. But if it's a neder, it should be Shaviat Nafshi, and it's not logical. If someone says on Monday, today is Shabbos, then it should be Shaviat Nafshi. If you learn neder, then it should be. So these are the three problems that we had with neder. And whoever I spoke to since yesterday, nobody in this year that spoke to me at least, liked the first mahalach better. That it's neder, because these kashas seem to be fatal kashas. They seem to be kashas they can't answer. How are you going to answer? You can't be matan neder. You know, it's a kasha. So, at least those of you who are brave enough to talk to me about it didn't, the pshat of neder sort of got pushed away. It seemed that the second mahalach had a maila, doesn't have any of these kashas. The problem that I mentioned yesterday with neder, which in my understanding is a logic problem. My problem I had with Nemanis, I mean with the pshat of Nemanis, was that I don't understand how a Bezdin could sit there and be down on a piece of meat, and the Sheikh had said it's treif, after he already was given away or sold. The Sheikh had says it's treif. So the din is the Bezdin paskins, that for me it's mutter, and for you it's aser. I don't see in Svara how that makes sense. That Bezdin should say, I'm going to eat it, and Bezdin's prepared to eat it. And they tell the Sheikh who said it's treif, for you, it's not mutter. For you, it's not mutter.
Same problem you
have
when you have the
Kolbus
party,
the
same with the one piece of meat.
Doesn't
have a set of
rules. Oh, okay, so let me deal with that. One second. Just if you learn neder, it's obviously not a problem. If you learn neder, it's no problem. Bezdin says, for me, it's mutter. I didn't make a neder. For you, it's us. So you did make a neder. Right? Obviously,
really
if you learn that, there's not a problem. The problem is the pshat of Nemanis. Yes.
Bezdin is not passing on the passing on him. So the meat is also, the Bezdin pack is not also, they're not passing on the meat itself is also. The passing on he's also for the meat.
Interesting way of looking at it. The truth is, I don't want to make it more confusing than it is, but in yeshiva, sometimes these two mahalchim are called, and that the first mahalch, that it's a neder, is a chefza, that you're creating, that the chefetz is iser. And the second mahalach, to say that Adam Neman al Atzmai, is an iser gavra, in other words, the piece is kosher, but it's a din in the gavra that he's not allowed to eat it. Right? It's not a steer to what I told you till now. It's just an explanation, right? So what bothered me was, how could it be that Bezin's going to say, for me it's mutter, and for you it's us? So what Yaki's tried to answer, what a few people tried to answer, it's interesting, a number of people compared it to the case we had once before. When you have a behema that's shechted, you shecht a behema, right? The case was they shechted seven behemas and they sold two and a half, the three and a half were still there, and then they found one was treif. Right? We had that case. We said whatever was sold, called the parish Maruba parish. So whatever was sold is mutter. And whatever is still in the butcher store, called Kavur Kamechza Mechza, is awesome. So we had a case where half a behema, which was sold already, is mutter. And the half a behemah, which is still in the butcher store, is aser. We discussed this case last month. So there, it's also a stira. What was parish was mutter, and what's still in the butcher store is aser. It's the same behemah. So a lot of so you might want to argue that the same thing here. It's the same piece of meat. For the Bez Din is allowed to eat it, and the people out of Bez, the sheikhid is not allowed to eat it. So it comes out. So Bez Din paskens, for me it's mutter, and for you it's aser. Is that mistaver? Is that a davar mistaver? The Bez Din paskin, for me it's mutter, and for you it's aser, because it works out that way. There's a din of shaviyah nafshei. So for you it's okay, for you it's aser. I'm ready to eat it. So maybe it is mistaver. Makes sense to you. If you learn out neder, that it's a nuwisa and the chayfitz, then I understand it. Bezin says, look, you made a neder, for you it's asa. If I would have made a neder, it would be asa for me. I happen not to, so for me it's mutter. I have no problem with a neder. Well, let's say you have a kayin, you have truma. Kayin says, for me it's asa, for you it's asa. Of course. But here, there's no neder. You learn the second mahal. There's no neder. Just the question, is this kosher meat or is it not kosher meat? That's only the only question. Does it come from a shechted animal or not? Or a behemoth that wasn't shechted? So Bezin's going to say, for me, I assume it came from a shechted animal. Halach is, I could assume it is. And for you, the halach is, you have to assume it's not. So since you claim to have seen it, so you have to follow your what you saw, and I follow what I saw. So is that the satisfying thing for you? You understand that? It could be that way. No?
It's much easier than the case of the behemoth, because there you have to actually say the faith itself is partially also partially mutter, while here you're saying one person is usher, one person is mutter.
Yeah, he's saying the piece itself, Gabi me is kosher, and Gabi him is neveh. Well, it's not that great.
It's not that we act towards the person.
Let's say it's so. What would be the din? I'm the best. I'm allowed to eat it. Okay, and you're not allowed to eat it. Shaviyah nafsha. Am I allowed to fool you into eating it? Can I, let's say, take this and throw it into your chalent, and you won't notice? You know? Am I allowed to do it to you?
It's a derbanan.
Again, we're in Bez Din. Bez Din paskins, for me it's mutter, for you it's aser. What would you say logically? Am I allowed to fool you into eating it? You're the one who said it's aser.
Bez Din paskin now, but it's aser. For him now it's aser.
Right? For him it's aser. For me it's mutter.
For me to give it to him might be the rabbanan. For him to eat it himself is the aser, but me now it might be the rabbanan.
Well,
for him, he can't eat it. Bezin said he can't eat it.
If I cannot eat it,
A Nazir, I can't give wine because it's Asr. But if I believe that this is a shechted animal, how could it be that I'm not allowed to eat it? That I am allowed to eat it, and I'm not allowed to give it to him to eat? I don't see the logic in it.
A Nazir,
it's the same Torah. You said Hareini Nazir. If I would have said Hareini Nazir, I wouldn't be allowed to eat. I just didn't say Hareini Nazir.
So it's another lach.
But here, like we both have the same Torah in the Veil of Lo Yisei
Chelu. But by Mominus, it says that you can apply, you can, according to the text, you can apply Mominus. Well, here, just like it does Balik Meir and Dami, so here also, it applies just as well. So we also have the same lach, and the same lach will apply to us.
It's true. If I would have said that I saw that it's Asa, it would be Asa. That's true. But it's still. So what is it? It's a new Issa called Shavi Anafshe. And this person's eating something which is an Issa of Shavi Anafshe. So Shavi Anafshe, take an Issa. It's not, is it Nevela? If I'm allowed to eat it, I can't be, it's Nevela. So it's not Nevela. I'm allowed to eat it. And yet, I can't give it to you. Now, the reason I can't give it to you is because it's Nevela. No, then I'd be allowed to give it to you because I believe it's not Nevela. So I can't give it to you because this is new Avera called Shavi Anafshe.
If he didn't come to Bezdin, and he thinks it's awesome, he didn't come to Bezdin. So if I didn't give it to him, then it wouldn't be a problem. If I had triple beating you. Now that Bezdin said they're passing that it's, for him it's fair or whatever, and he can't eat it. Then I can't give it to him.
Let me ask you. Well, what do you think, logically? Can we take a vote? What do you think, logically? I'm allowed to give it to him, I'm not allowed to give it to him. How many people feel you're not allowed to give it to him? Huh? How many people feel you are allowed to give it to him? One person. See, a lot of people either don't know what I'm talking about or are afraid to vote with the losers. What do you think? Come on. It's not like such a complicated question. Bezin Paskins, for me, it's mutter. For the sheikhid who said he saw it, it's asr. You have to. You can't understand it unless you take one side or the other in this argument. You have to take. You don't understand if you don't have one side or the other. If you keep it on that, I mean, you have to take an opinion. You can't just sit on the fence. What? I didn't see it was hard to understand. It's what your opinion is. That's all. So you think it's asr. So we had about 10 people who said it's Asr, one person who said it's Mutter, and about everybody else who's uncommitted.
Bezin believes it's Mutter.
And Bezin said he's not allowed to eat it. Right, yeah.
It's not their opinion.
So are they allowed to give it to him or not?
They would give it to him, but he doesn't want to give it to him.
No, he's a person who walks into Bezin. And he tells us, I saw its treif, watch I do. He say, look, if you say you saw its treif, she can't eat it. I don't believe you. So could Bezin give it to him to eat? Could they fool him into eating it? Or sneak it into a sandwich, you know, or sneak it into his pot? I think it's mutter, it's awesome. You vote with the majority who's convinced. What?
It's
awesome. I want to ask all of you who say it's awesome. See, what I want to point out to you is the problem. Believe it or not, I'm not looking to confuse you. I'm looking to make it clear. I'm looking to make it clear what the two tzadim here are. All right. Now, everybody who's not sure, and those who didn't vote, I think there's some who are not sure and some who have no clue. So for those who are not sure, let's make believe it's Asr. As a majority voted that it's Asr. That means I'm the Bezdin, and you're the Sheikhit. And you came in, you said, whatever I shechted yesterday was treif. So I tell you, you have no nemanis, it's not your meat anymore. Go home. I'm giving a heksher on the meat. This business, they're putting a shtempel on the meat, it's kosher, right? Even though the Sheikhit said it's treif. That's the din. So for the Sheikhit, it's awesome. So we're going to say now, could I give it to the Sheikhit? I believe it's mutter. Am I allowed to give it to the Sheikhit? So we'll say no. Because for the Sheikhit, it's awesome. The psak was, for the sheikhid it's asr, and for me it's mutter. So I can't give it to the sheikhid. Right? I'm not going to give it to the sheikhid because for him it's isr. Is the sheikhid allowed to give it to me? The Sheikhid.
Did
the Sheikhid give it to me? So he could give it to me or he can't give it to me? He could give it to me.
Right?
He's allowed to give it to me. He's allowed to give it to me. Huh? That's what you said before. Huh? Do I give it to you? Do I give it to me? Huh?
Yeah.
No, why not? Yeah, but he's allowed to give it to a cat. So why can't he give it to me? After me, it's mutter. So he feels that Bezin made a mistake. Since he feels that Bezin made a mistake, so he can't give it to me. What you're saying is true. He really, Lamais is not going to be able to give it to me because in his heart he knows that Bezin made a mistake. So it's like a side reason why he can't give it to me. And that's true. What? Now if he himself knows he's lying, then of course he can give it to me. Right, the case is where he knows he's telling the truth.
Every time
the
case is when he knows
he's no, he knows he's telling the truth, but he's not believed in Bezin. So it's true, because since... All right, so this question wasn't a fair question. In the Chiddush of Shmuel, he brings this Shiloh. If he could give it to someone else, he says he can't give it to someone else. That's Pashit. Pashit can't give it to someone else. I don't know, I'm getting... What? Because by a Nazir, the facts are clear. He's a Nazir and this is wine. So it's very clear. I can't give him wine, I could drink wine. Here, the facts are that clear. Every Shavya Nafshe is a case of fact. Fact means, he said it's Nevela, and I say it's not Nevela. The Psak is that way. The fact is either it's Nevela, it's not Nevela. The physical fact is only one way. Psak is a split Psak. That he's not allowed to eat it, and I am allowed to eat it. So I'm telling you is that it's problematic because the whole setup is, seems to be a problem. That for me it's what the few it's us. Okay, Al Kaponim, this is the Shackle of Itaria.
You're saying that it depends on what he thinks. So he knows that it's sure fair.
Yeah.
The other way also, they know that it's sure mutter, so why should they be able to give it to him?
Why should they?
The other people.
They don't know for sure.
The Pesach is that it's mutter. They don't know the fact, but they know it good. They know it well enough to eat it. I don't understand. If they know it well enough to eat it themselves, how could it be that they can't give it to the other person? And let me tell you, just to keep you in suspense, the Pisrei Tshuva in Evan Ezrisim in Kuf Tezvav, I think it was Sivkotin Nun Zayin, says that the Rosh says that Beis Din forces him not to eat it. Not only is Beis Din not allowed to give it to him, but if they see him eating it, they have to stop him. They see him eating it, they have to stop him. If you learn that, there it's Pashit. They see him being over there, they have to stop him. Very Pashit the Rosh. If you learn them on this, why does Beis Din have to stop him? What? Bezin has to stop him. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says Bezin doesn't have to stop him. In Kaifa Nisim. They don't force him. The Rambam doesn't say clearly if you're allowed to give it to him. At least he says we don't force him not to eat. Alright, so the way that you're arguing that we understand their manas is just like the case of the two halves of the animal. It's a psak like a vadai. For him, it's vadai yasser. If a bezin, it's vadai mutter. It's a stira. That's the way halacha works out. It's basically what you're saying.
He comes to the bezin, he knows the truth, and he says it's mutter.
Yeah, if two of them say it's asr, and he knows for himself that it's mutter, see, that's not dependent on shavya nafshe, because a person can't create heter. That's dependent on a different shiloh. Whether a person, if I know that these two of them are lying, it's kosher meat. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. They told me beforehand they hate the owner of the butcher store. They're going to, we might see lies, they'll say it's treif. And two of them say it's treif. And I know it's kosher. But yeah, a shadow of a doubt. So the question is, am I allowed to go into my room and pull down the window blinds? Because if Edom see me eat it and give me Asra, I'll get Malchus, right? And eat it in my own privacy in my own home. So that is dependent on a different shayla. That's a shayla of whether I have to honor a psak of Bezdin where I know it's a toss. Okay, that doesn't depend on Shavi Anashe.
See,
there, if I know it's kasha, it's mistaver. If you know it's kasha, you can eat it. Mistaver, you can fool people to eating it. What? Do you see? Because Shavi Anashe is a koyach a person has. To make Isurim, there's this chiddush that Adam Neman al Atzmai, a person, whether it's he can create a sechefza like Nadarim, or create a Isur just on himself like the Adam Neman al Atzmai. It's a chiddush atayra. It's not something we would say just in Stam Svar. It's a chiddush atayra that a person could say about himself, could say such things. Well, what a number of fellows here are arguing is that Shavi Anafshe makes that it's not a stira. We could say for me it's mutter, for you it's aser. The Torah said that's how you paskin. Just like the two halves of the animal. The Torah said called the parish mutter, the parish called kukamel tzamechza. So same thing here. The same thing here. The Torah said that for me it's mutter, and for you it's Shavi Anafshe. The Torah created such a power. Tremendous finish this power. The Torah created such a power. Shavi Anafshe. It's a very big chiddush, you know. It's almost like a musa shmuz, shavi anafshe. No, a person says something, it's binding on him. It's binding on him. It's not almost a musa shmuz. It's a musa shmuz. What? See, if it's neder, I'm asking to you. But the question is, if it's not a neder,
if you have to have something, it's not one person. By nazir, it's the same.
By nazir, see, there's no problem by nazir. Because by Nazi, the Torah set up the rules. And by Kayin, the Torah set up the rules. Here, I'm creating it by saying, I saw it's Isser. Right? It doesn't bother you, fine. That's what that's the argument now. That it's that's Gufa Shavi Anash is, because that's because of Shavi Anash. Tzais, in Simon Lama Dalit, has a kasha on this pshat of Nemanis. His kasha is that if two Edim say the meat is kosher, and the person says the meat is treif, if two Edim say it's kosher, and he says the meat is treif, so it's still aser. So the psaki is that it's aser. He doesn't say where he got the psak from, that he brings that there's such a din. It's also to this person. Two Edim say it's kosher. He says it's treif, it's still awesome.
So Rachel, for example, Rachel, you can say that you ate chelev, but the person can't, but that was by accident. He said, like, you can say I did it on purpose.
If he has a migu, he's going to say it on purpose. Here, he doesn't really have any migu. Right? There, so the Tzai says it's awesome. He says it's shver. He blabs at Tzarchi, and why is it aser? Why is it aser? If two Edim say it's mutter, so what does that mean, you're nema? But according to the way we're learning now, this pshat that a number of you have said, that Shavi Anafshe, it's not a steer. For him, it's aser, the Torah gave him a kaya for Shavi Anafshe, and for the whole world, it's mutter. If you go with this mahalof, then you could explain it, and it says kasha is not so shver. Because taka, Edim say it's mutter, it's taka mutter, it's not nevela. But when he said, Shavi Anashe di Surah, he's not an Atzmai. The Torah gave him such a power, like to create an Issa Gavra, an Issa on himself, and that's the power of Shavi Anashe.
Doesn't the Gemara say anyways that the Pesach is always Kishneidim? So it's right that
so Tzu Edim always, you know, can't. No, not Mamish Tzu Edim. Here was Mamish Tzu Edim. Two people were
confessed. Say Tzu Edim, that's
no. But that's, all right, it's, it kind of fits. So it fits in well, that he's believed. It fits
right.
In well, that he's believed. Okay. Okay. Now, we still have to get back to a few things. I just want I want to go straight to the Rosh because it's connected, as you'll see in a minute. The Rosh in Simi Yud Ches asks, what's the case here? What is the lady saying? The man says, Pesach Pesach Matzasim. Now let's say he's an Eshes Kayin. The man says, Pesach Pesach Matzasim. What is the woman saying? What's she saying? Now let's see. If she says, I deny it, it wasn't Pesach Pesach. So then the Gemara certainly makes sense. Also, he brings the Tamidei Rabbeinu Yaina who say that our whole Gemara, our whole sugya is talking, but she denies it. She says it wasn't Pesach Pesach. What are you talking about? He says it was. She says it wasn't. So that's our sugya. And we say Shavi Anashe Chaticha Disu. What happens if she comes into Besdin and she says it's Taka true? It's emes what you said. It wasn't Pesach Pesach. And I didn't tell you, but someone was mezana with me before we were married. Someone was taka mezana with me, but it was before we got married. So there's no problem. I'm not osa to you. Not osa to you. Does she have any nemonis? Is she nemon? Why not? Well, normally you need two aiden. Tava shabari is two aiden. So the Rosh quotes from Talmidim of Rabbeinu Yaina. They said that Rabbeinu Yaina said that she's believed. Rabbeinu Yaina said she's believed because she's a Bari and he's a Shema. She says, I know it was Pesach Pesuach, but it was before we got married. And he is a Shema. He says, look, I know it's Pesach Pesuach, but I don't know when. So Rabbeinu Yaina paskin that she's believed. That's the Pesach of Rabbeinu Yaina. So first the Rosh says that it's a mistake. He argues first. He says, Talmud Taya Kasva. The beginning of the Rosh, and he goes into six or seven lines of arguing that Bari Vishema Bari Yare Adif is only in Dine Mamin. It's only in Dine Mamin. When we argue over money, Bari Vishema Bari Yare. But in Dine Yisr, we don't say Bari Vishema Bari Yare. And then, in the last line of the Rosh, he's maskim, he agrees to Rabbeinu Yaina, says, afterwards I realized there's a raya from Daf Yud Gimel, and Taka, Bari Yad. That's what it says in the Rosh. So the Rosh paskins like this Rabbeinu Yaina, who at first he held was not Mistaver, but at the end, he backs down from his arguing, and he's maskim with Rabbeinu Yaina that she's now. The Rajba says the same thing, the Chidushay Rajba. But he says, listen to his reason. He says, not Al-Tbari Bishama, but because Eid Echad Neman Bisur. Why is she believed? Because Eid Echad Neman Bisur. That's what the Rajba says. She's believed to say, as Mizana before we were married, because Eid Echad Neman Bisur. So what?
Even a lady?
Even a lady is believed by Isur. Come home, your wife serves you supper, you believe her it's Kasha. Eid Echad Neman Bisur. So the kasha on the Rashba is, it's a pella. This is not Isurim. This is Tavish Abarva. What does he mean, Eid Echad Neman Bisurim? Eid Echad Neman Bisurim? This is not Isurim. This is Tavish Abarva. Dain Tavish Abarva Pachas Mishnayim. Tavish Abarva needs two Eidim. The Torah says, Al Pishnei Eidim by Tavish Abarva. So how can he call it an Isser? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says a beautiful pshat. He says, is this a davar she'erva? A man walks into Bez and he says, Pesach Pesach Mitzas. Why is he Neman? Bezdin doesn't believe him. Why is he Neman? Only because Shavi Anashi Chaticha Disura. Right? We don't know that she was Mizana. We don't know that she was Mizana. Do we have any rayas she was Mizana? No. A man walks into Bez, he says, Pesach Betzuach Metzasi. Be'etzem, he's not believed. The only Isser is why? Because Shavi Anafshi Chatichet Isura. So why is this woman Asa to him? Why is she Asa to him? She's Asa to him because of Dine Erva? Or because of Dine Shavi Anafshi Chatichet Isura? It's not a Davish of Erva. If he says Pesach Pesach Mitzasa, he has no nemanis. It's only Yasa Keshavi Anashi Chatichad Yisura. The din of Shavi Anashi Chatichad Yisura is Dina Yisur. It's not Dina Yerba. Shavi Anashi Chatichad Yisura is Gzeres HaKos of Kiyuzah. That a person could create Yisurim. So Memela, this is not a Dovah Shavi Aravadika case. It's an Yisur case. It's Dina Yisur. So the Raj was right. Hidechadam Yisurim. Going to stick a tarot. So what are we saying? What we're saying is this. He walks into Bez and he says, Pes Pesach Mitzasi. She says, it wasn't Tachnav. She's believed, because what did he create? What type of Isser? An Isser Erva? No. He created an Isser of Ein Davish of Erva. He created an Isser of Shavi Anashe. So Eid Echad is believed to say that this is Mutter. So the Eid Echad is saying, the Eid Echad is saying that it was not Tachtav. She's coming and she's saying, it's true as Pesach Pesuah. But it wasn't Tachtav, so there's no problem. Is it a mixture?
She's coming, she's saying, she's talking about Dovah Shabbat.
He's talking also about Dovah Shabbat, right? And she's talking. But she, what Isser is she trying to remove? Is it Dovah Shabbat or Isser?
She can't remove it anyway.
What Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt says is this. If two Eidim would walk into Beis Din and say she's not a Besula, two Eidim would come in, they say we know for sure that she's not a Besula. And then she would say, it's true I'm not a Besula, but it wasn't Tachtav. So she wouldn't be believed. So that's a Dovah Shabarava. Two Eidim said she was Mizana. And we don't know when. It's a Safik Deras L'Chomra. She can't marry a Kayin. So she can't take that off by saying it wasn't Tachtav. So if two Eidim say she's not a Besula, she can't remove it by saying it wasn't Tachtav. However, if there are no Eidim, only the husband saying that she's not a Besula, so now, Zachar Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's not a Dovah Shabarav. That's Shavi Anashe Chetichad Yisura. That's a case of Shavi Anashe. Shavi Anashe is an Isser Dikadin. It's the Chiddush of the Torah. The Torah created new Yisurim. That Isser on Shavi Anashe, Erech Adam of Yisurim. Interesting shot. So what Chaim Shmuel Levitz learns is that our Gemara is not Erva. The Rush learns that it's Bari V'Shem. The Rush, Shem Rabbeinu Yaina, learns not like the Rush. The Rajba learned Kasei Rechanam B'Yisurim. The Rush and Rabbeinu Yaina hold this is not Yisurim, it's Erva. But by Erva, Bari V'Shem or Bari Yadav. That's how the Rush learns. So Rav Shach has a very interesting kasha on the Rush. In our Gemara, just before we get to Rav Shach, in our Gemara, what are we saying? It will be a Eishes Yisrael, and the husband says Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. What's it in? Gemara. If it's a regular Eishes Yisrael, the husband says Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. What's it in? She's mutter. Why is she mutter? Svek Sveika. She's mutter. So he said Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. What did she say? Went to her Beni Yaina. What's the case? He says Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. She says, you're lying. It wasn't Pesach Pesuach. So they're having the first fight. He says Pesach Pesuach. She says, not true. So the halacha is, she's mutter. Because Svek Sveika. Safik Tachtav, Safik Na Tachtav. Safik Ratzin, Safik Aydas. Okay, that's the Gemara. Frektor Shach, we have a rule that Kala Aimer Loi Lovisi Kaim Aloi Parati. Which means, if I come into Beis Din and I say, you owe me money, I lent you money, and you say, I never borrowed, and I bring Eidim that you borrowed, now you have to pay. Now let's say I came into Beis Din with you, and I said, you owe me money, and you said, Loi Lovisi, I never borrowed. And then I bring Eidim that you did borrow. Could you now say, it's true I borrowed, but I paid. can't say that. You know why? Because kava aimer loy lavisi, kaimer loy parati. If when I said you owe me money, you said you never borrowed. So obviously, if you would have paid, you would have said you borrowed and you paid. You said you never borrowed. You're saying I never paid. You're implying you never paid. That's a rule in Shas. Well, let's see. Let's see. This is by mom. Gemara's case is by mom. Kol ha'im aloi lovisi ka'im aloi parati. Rav Shach brings other cases where you do the same thing. He asks why we don't do it here too. He walks into Bez and he tells us why Pesach Pesach Matzah. So she says, it's not true. It wasn't a Pesach Pesach. So Bez and Paskins, what's it in? She mutter to him? Yes. Why? Svek Sveka. Maybe Bainis, maybe Baratzim. Maybe Tata, maybe not Tata. Fact, Rav Shach, 1 minute. How can you say maybe Bainis? If she says, I was never Mizana. She's saying, well, it was not true. It wasn't Pesach Pesach. She's saying, I was never Mizana. Isn't she saying that I wasn't an Einis? If she would have been an Einis, she would say so. Just like, that if it would have been Parati, you would say so. The fact that you didn't say so is circumstantial evidence. That's not true. Why don't we say the same thing by this lady? She walks into Bezdin. She says, you're a liar, it's not true, it wasn't Pesach Pesuach. So why don't we say, aha, she's saying it wasn't Pesach Pesuach. Must be that she was Mizana Tachtov. Because if it wasn't Tachtov, why doesn't she say so?
And
if it was Ba'ainis, why doesn't she say so?
To
say which one?
Nanasti.
To say Nanasti where? Where the husband says Pesach Pesuach.
In general, let's say she comes to marriage, she wants to inform him that, you know,
that she doesn't have the stone, so she doesn't get scared, so she should call him beforehand. But she wouldn't say that Nanasti, I'm sure that she was Nanasti. The question is, once he says Pesach Pesuach, what kind of Gnai is it for her to say Nanasti? It's either Nanasti or Nazi. Nanasti sounds like the better one of the two.
But the whole specific
So we say she's lying. He walks in, he says Pesach Pesuach. She says you're lying, it's not true. So we're assuming she's lying. And now we're saying maybe it was Ba'inus. How can we say maybe it's Ba'inus? If it was Ba'inus, she should say so.
She could be lying on that. Maybe it was Ba'inus. Maybe it wasn't Ba'inus at all. Maybe there were many points she could be lying on. And the Svek-Svek is taking away those lines. The Svek-Svek is not taking
But why do we entertain the possibility of Ba'inus? Kala'im alai levisi, kala'im alai parati. So kala'im alai nevalti is saying I wasn't a Ba'inus.
The Svek-Svek is not going on what she's saying. It's not going on what she's saying at all.
Rav Shach has a Gevaldik Teretz. Isn't there Rav Shach's Teretz? Rav Shach answers, what's the whole Isser in Asugya? What's this in Asugya? In Isser of Shavya Anav Shechat Yichid Yisura. Right? In our Gemara, we're not looking for the truth. We're not looking for the truth, because the truth is we don't believe in Eid Echad, a man to say my wife was Mizan. Our whole Sugya is what? It's Shavya Anav Sheikhatiha Disura. That he said words which created an Issa for him. Did he, when he walks into Bez and he says, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, do those words create an Issa? Do the words Pesach Pesuch Matzasi create an Issa? So Dr. Shach, no, because there's a Svek Seika. There's evidence for what she said. Who cares what she said? The point of the sugya is not was she really Mizano or not, because we don't believe him anyway. It's only Shavya Nafshe. Shavya Nafshe is only what he said. What are the words he said? The words he said were Pesach Pesuach Mitzasim. So if those are the words he said, and there's a Svek Sveika, there's no Isser. Because the words Pesach Pesuach Mitzasim don't create Isser, because of the Svek Sveika. The evidence from the fact that she said, you're lying, and Kalaimer, I wasn't a Zanis, like you said, I wasn't an Einis. Who cares about that? If Asugya were trying to find out the Emes, two Adim came and said she was Mizana, and she said it's not true, then it's Taka. She says it's not true, it's like she wasn't an Emes. But yeah, our whole Sugya is not trying to find the truth. Yeah, what we're learning. Our whole Sugya, we're not trying to find the Emes. We're trying to find, according to his words, how does it come out? according to his words, that he said, Pesach Pesulah Mitzasi, how do things work out? So that depends on his words, Shavya Nafshe. Now it doesn't matter what she said. It only matters on his words, Shavya Nafshe. This is how Rav Shach answers this question. Okay, so we spent 2 days in Shavya Nafshe. It will come up yet again, but the main focus of the sugya is Svek Sveika, which Mitzvah Hashem will start on Sunday. We'll start with the Taisis, and it would be a good idea to go through all three. Each of these three Taisis has Chidushim.